want to go through some of the lochas of the Hazkara of Masha Baruchim or Hidagoshem. I think other years when I went through this, I went through it to try to get all in one day. I think it was a lot to do in one day. I'm going to try to spread it out over a day or two, or maybe three even, and try to give a little more background, understand the halachas, and this way possibly it'll be easier to remember the halachas also, because you understand the background. So starting in Shmini Atzeres, by Musaf, we announced that we start adding into our tefillah in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei the phrase Masha Baruch Amorad HaGoshem. And the main point of the phrase actually is the Morad HaGoshem. The Mora says that a person did not say the word Ruach, the Masha Baruch part, it is not a problem, because the goal over here is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he gives rain in the proper time in Eretz Yisrael. And we want to be praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because at the same time we want to be meratz to him. We want to appease him that he should be interested in and desire to give us rain. But the Gemara says that ruchais, that the wind, the Baruch Hashem never stops the ruchais, because without that the world would not be able to function. So even if he would not appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the ruchais, he would still give us the ruchais. Therefore the ruchais are not the main point we want to say. We want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives the rain, and thereby also appease him that he should be interested in giving us the rain at the proper time. We're not going to actually start to ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael even, and in Chutz Lars for sure, immediately after Shmini Atzeres. We're not going to start asking until later on in Eretz Yisrael, in Zion Mar Cheshvan, in Chutz Lars 60 days after the beginning of Tekufas Tishrei. But at least now we're close to the time we can start being Meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him for the rain, to praise him for the rain, and therefore he will be interested in giving us rain in the proper time. Chazal felt this was so important that if a person forgot to mention it, the person would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. This is significant enough to be part of our Shmoneh Esrei that if a person would forget it, a person would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The Mor points out that when it comes to Tal, to say Merida Tal, Merida Tal is not required to say either. For the same reason, the Mora says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will not stop the Ruchais, he will also not stop the Tal. So the Tal, at least, even if we will not get rain, the Russian will at least give the dew, because if we give, the Russian gives dew, gives Tal, the world can continue to function. Without the Tal, the world will not be able to function. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu will not stop the Tal. Therefore, we do not need to mention Tal. We do mention Masha Beruach, and many of Nusach Tzara, as I mentioned, Merida Tal in the summer. And that's, there's different hug in regards to saying that, but if a person would ever forget that, he would not have to go back in his Shmoneh Esrei. He's not required to mention it. But Masha Beruach is something which is required to mention, and therefore if a person would not say Masha Beruach, he would have to go back. Merida Geshem. If a person would forget the Masha Beruach, thank you, Tzvi. If forget the Masha Beruach, he'd be okay. If he forgot the Merida Geshem, he would have to go back. So that is the basic underlying principle why we say Masha Baruch Merida Goshem, starting for Shmini Atzeres. Tomorrow we'll talk about what happens if a person does forget to say it. What are the halachas in that? Have a good morning.